Yeah, thanks, Cahir. Look, and listen, just to thank everyone for their contributions this evening, and I'm certainly happy to do this at any time that the Dáil would seek time. For as long as is necessary. Again, if at the business committee you want to allocate more time to everyone and more time for answers, I would be delighted with that. Because I have to say, of all the sectors that I see in terms of the amount of nonsense that is spewed on social media and maybe the amount of misinformation that's out there, it's more prevalent in the fishing sector than it is anywhere. So you can't beat actually getting down and discussing the issues face-to-face, eyeball to eyeball, and teasing them out in good detail. That's why I go around the country. That's why I've gone to the vast majority of piers and harbours to meet with the fishermen directly. That's why, for example, I'm having a community meeting in Killybegs tonight, again, to meet with representatives locally and to talk real turkey, to talk straight and to cut through the myth and to cut through the nonsense that we often see. In relation to Deputy Pringle's comment then, in relation to the recognition for the producer organisations. So listen, we have two inshore organisations now, the Irish Islands Marine Resource Organisation, which I granted approval to, and which are now receiving, which now are in a position to receive funding if they're meeting the criteria. So that producer organisation fund, and also with the National Inshore Fisheries Association as well, receiving funding. So listen, we're working with them to ensure that it can get drawn down and that is put in place. And it's really important that we have those there. That we have those there now. And listen, in relation to Killybegs, which you mentioned, I think of all the areas, of all the parts probably in Europe which has been most impacted by Brexit, I'd say the town is Killybegs. Because the sector that's most impacted by Brexit is fisheries, and Killybegs is the fisheries capital of this country. And it has therefore taken the biggest impact in terms of quota, etc. as well. As I said to you before, I've always found it ironic. I remember being on a debate on Highland Radio with yourself, locked in arm with MP Gregory Campbell, both advocating that Northern Ireland and the UK should leave and do Brexit. And I've always found it ironic that the place that's most impacted by that decision, as they went, not that you influenced them, but that they went ahead and did that, the town that is most impacted by Brexit in all of our country and probably in Europe potentially is Killybegs. So, in terms of the Brexit Adjustment Reserve funding, I've put €33 million into Killybegs over the last 2 years through various schemes, through the processing sector, for example, €12 million to the processing sector through grants into Killybegs alone. I think it was €6 million or more than that, €8 million, was it in relation to the pelagic liquidity scheme as well? €33 million into Killybegs through the Brexit Adjustment Reserve. Separate to that, also over the last 3-4 years since I've been minister, I've invested €33 million in Killybegs. Separate to that, other €32 million. €33 million in terms of extending the Smooth Point Pier Harbour there with another €5 million into it this year. But there's no doubt it has taken an impact. And that's something I very much recognise, and it's something I've organised a meeting myself there tonight as well, obviously to go and to talk to all stakeholders and to see how we can make sure that the town can go forward and that we can support it through the challenge of Brexit, and we can actually make sure that the wonderful industry that's there and the wonderful sector and the wonderful support industries that have grown up around it can be supported to develop into the future as well.